Hello, Jack.
Hi, Casey.
So, tell me an interesting story about yourself, like an adventurous kind of story.
All right. There was this one time when I drove to Sacramento. It was about a 6-hour drive, and I arrived, and my cousin, who was about a year younger than me, he was 12 at this time, and him and I were very bored. So we decided to go biking. He had a spare bike, and so what we did is we decided to go biking on the street. And it wasn't a busy street, it was a small neighborhood. And we were biking, but after a little while, we wanted to go exploring some more. So what we did was we went past the church, and there was this left turn where a dirt road went down. At this point, we both looked at each other and knew we had to explore. As we rode down the dirt trail, there were houses on the left and the right, and there was this dog that we crossed. And we stayed with him for a while and petted him, and the owner came out, and it was a very nice neighborhood at this time. But after a little while, these kids came out, and we didn't really know who they were at the time, and we started talking to them, and they were being kind of mean. And so what happened was they went inside, and we didn't really know what was happening. And what happened was their dad came out, and he started yelling, and I don't know what was happening. Me and my cousin, our hearts just started pounding. He started yelling and chasing us and threatened to call the cops and said, "Don't watch our kids." It was crazy. So we rode as fast as we could. At this point, he got in his truck. And so we kept pedaling and we were scared. We looked at each other and our faces were just pale.
What do you think would happen if he caught up to you?
Oh, that's tough. I feel like he would tell us to stop. I don't think he would do anything that would, like, actually grabbing us or anything like that. I think he might call the cops. And we honestly didn't do anything wrong. He got the wrong idea. So I don't know why. Like, to this day, I don't know why he was chasing us.
How did your parents react, like, to your story?
Well, our parents. It was pretty tough. We told them the story and they reacted with very surprise. They looked at us and at this point we're, our blood pressure was going down and our hearts weren't beating as fast. We kind of calmed down and they told us just never to really go down that road or even near that road again. And they didn't even let us really go biking much after that, and I don't blame them. I don't even know if I would after what happened.
So, has this event had any long-term effects?
This really hasn't affected me as a person and really scarred me. Honestly, I think I can learn from this experience, and next time I'll be more cautious and make sure I look out. And I think I will learn from this, and I can actually teach others to be more aware of their surroundings.
Well, thank you for the suspenseful and thrilling story.
Yeah, no problem. I hope you enjoyed, and everyone listening, I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you.